You better praise him again. Amen. Praise God. As we are looking at, amen, praise God, what, hallelujah, our subject is today, praise God. We are, amen, seeing that, amen, Isaiah, praise God, presents to us a time when, amen, praise God, babes, hallelujah, amen, children are princes and babes are in authority to rule. And so, praise God, we, amen, are not to take it lightly when we see, praise God, amen, what God, amen, does around us, amen, praise God, because what God does around us is to cause us to bring our attention to his hand and to his power, amen. When we see things happening in the world, praise God, we are to remember, praise God, it is not just happenstance, but it is the plan of God coming to fruition. Amen, praise God. God has already let us know and be aware of what the end will be. But as God works us toward that end, amen, we so many times allow things to distract us, amen, praise God, from what is going on. And what is going on is that, amen, the time of God's return is drawing nigh. And it's closer today than it was on yesterday. And amen, praise God. As we see the time of the return of our Lord, amen, praise God, we are to be motivated to draw closer to him and to have even in our spirit and in our heart an even greater praise, amen, for him. Amen, praise God. We so often, praise God, have so many things going on in our life that they sometimes take our attention away from, amen, praise God, what we really ought to be focused on. Amen, praise God. Jesus, praise God, as he speaks, hallelujah, praise God, to the scribes and the Pharisees, praise God, brings a word of condemnation to them because, amen, they are able to look in nature, and from looking in nature, they are able to be able to discern even on a day-to-day basis what the weather might be like. Amen. Just looking at the sky, praise God. Amen. Praise God. They can determine whether the weather is going to be fair. Amen. Or whether, praise God, a storm is coming. Can you say amen? And amen, the point of the Lord is that, amen, praise God, you only had to look, and because you have been paying attention to what you see, you're able to associate, amen, a red and lowering sky with fair weather. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, you're able to identify from observation, praise God, things that are coming, amen, praise God, on a day-to-day basis by way of weather. And so, praise God, God condemns them because if you can look, amen, at the sky and tell what the weather is going to be, then, praise God, can you not look around you now and see the signs of the times? Can we say amen? And amen, praise God, we are in a time when, amen, we see stuff and we overlook it. We see it and we do not give heed, amen, to what, amen, is happening right in front of our face. Can we say amen? And amen, praise God. We, praise God, are not, amen, as the redeemed of the Lord to be troubled about the times, but we are to be aware of the time. Tell your neighbor, God don't want you to be troubled about the time, but he does want you to be aware of the time. Can you say amen? If I am the child of God, if I am the redeemed of the Lord, amen, praise God, the coming of the Lord as it approaches, praise God, amen, praise God, can stir my heart even to more praise. Can you say amen? Why? Because, amen,
eventually we will be at the place of the return of the Lord. And we that are ready, praise God, will be rejoicing in that day. Can you say amen? Somebody said, I can't wait to see Jesus. Amen. I can't wait to look on his face. Amen. I can't wait until I lay down the burden, amen, of this flesh and have the victory over my mind. I can't wait until I look upon his face. The songwriter said, oh, I want to see him. Anybody want to see him? Can you say amen? Amen. When you're ready to see him, then you want to see him. But when you're not ready to see him, you want him to hold up and wait a minute. Can you say amen? Don't come too quick, Lord, because I ain't ready to go right now. Don't come in a hurry, Lord, because, amen, my house is not yet in order. Don't come in a moment, Lord, because, praise God, I got so much stuff that I need to get together. But, amen, praise God, God is gracious to us that he don't just come in a moment. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, ain't he good? He's a good God. Amen, praise God. Listen, amen, in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking. They were marrying and giving in marriage. And they did not know, amen, that the flood, hallelujah, was coming until the flood was upon them. Can you say amen? And you say, how in the world, amen, that they didn't know? Because Noah was building a boat. Can you say amen? For almost 100 years, can we say thank you, Jesus? The Bible declares he was a preacher of righteousness. And so he was telling folk, it's going to rain. Can you say amen? Amen. The ark was being built. The message was gone out. It's going to rain. But the Bible said they didn't know until the time had arrived upon them. Can we say amen? And the only reason we can surmise that they didn't know is that they cared not to know. Can you say amen? Amen. That there is, amen, a certain, amen, hallelujah, reasoning to realize that the times that we live in now are drawing us closer, amen, to the return of the Lord. Amen. But we know it, but amen, we don't care to know it, because we want to focus on this and that and that and that. But don't you realize that this and that and that and that is not going to be here when the Lord, amen, come. Can you say amen? There is nothing that you can have, that you can give to God, that can redeem your soul. Can you say amen? There's nothing that you can turn loose of in that day, hallelujah, that will allow you to give that in exchange for your soul. But because God is gracious, and because God is merciful, and because God is long-suffering, he don't just come in a moment. Can you say amen? But he gives us a warning, and he allows us, amen, who will pay attention to the warning that he gives to get ready, because I'm on my way back. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? And so God, amen, is speaking even now to let us know it's time to get your praise in. Can you say amen? It's time to give him glory now. Because the time, amen, will come when it won't do you no good to wave your hand. Can you say amen? Don't wait until the trumpet of the rapture sound and the church is caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Before you get serious about being saved, it's too late. Amen. Because we're going gonna be out of here in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Can you say amen? Amen. That this mortal must put on immortality, and this corruption must put on uncorruption. You gotta praise Him. Can you say amen? Amen. We shall not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Us to get ready. Can you say amen? Hunch your neighbor and say, God wants you to get ready. Can you say amen? Hunch your other neighbor and tell God wants you to get ready. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready. That it is here. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. And so Isaiah, amen, writes of a time. Can you say amen? When children are princes, amen, and babes rule. He's not literally talking about a child. Can you say amen? A baby ruling. Can you say amen? But what he's talking about is the immaturity of government. Can you say amen?
Yes, Lord.
Can you say amen? Amen. When those that are in authority are not able to make wise and sound decisions, can you say amen? When those that are charged with leading a people, amen, have turned their back on God and don't know who God is, when they don't want to give Him no glory and don't want to give Him no praise, He'll come by every now and then and remind them that though you don't want to every element in the earth according to my will. And you are to remember who I am. We think sometimes that governments go down only because of war. Can you say amen? But sometimes the things that precede, amen, these things are immaturity of government. When government don't make sound choices, right choices, can you say amen? It is a reflection, amen, of God's displeasure. Can you say amen? Because when God allowed children, amen, to be princes and babes to rule, amen, praise God, a baby don't know how to rule nothing. Can you say amen? And so destruction will follow. And when we see those things in front of us, we can realize that God has allowed this and He's not pleased, and that's the reason He has allowed it. And what does that speak to me? Amen, praise God, that I'm coming, amen, to bring about a change in the earth, amen, where folk don't don't want to praise me.
Amen.
The time is going to come from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same that my name it will be praised. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor. So then we have to look at the times that we live in. Amen. Praise God. If you let me categorize it, Isaiah said, amen. Praise God. Dear like Sodom. Can you say amen? What is it? What is this Sodom syndrome? Amen. That they don't hide, they sin. Can you say amen? The Sodom syndrome is that they walk in front of God. Amen. Doing what they want to do right in front of God. They ain't even trying to hide it. Now listen, I know you can't hide it no way because God already knows. But the attitude of respect, you know what you did for your mama and what you did for your daddy. Amen. You did what you did, but you didn't do what you did in front of him. Can you say amen? You try to, amen, praise God, go around the corner. You try, and even though the neighbor called in on you, can you say amen? And you try to hide. Can you say amen? You tried to go here and go there. What was it about? It was about respect. Can you say amen? Some stuff we did. Can you say amen? Mama never knew about it. Can you say amen? Something we did. Daddy never heard about it. Why? Cause, amen, we try to keep it. Can you say amen in the background? And amen, praise our God. And so God knows where we are and knows what we are doing. But we have come to the place where we don't even respect God. Can you say amen? And because we don't respect God, we don't hide it in no closet. Can you say amen? We put it out on the table and we walk in our error and we walk in our disobedience and we walk right in front of God like we big and we bad. Can you say amen? I'll curse like I wanna, when I wanna, how I wanna. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? I'll be drunk in the daytime, in the morning time, in the evening time. Can you say amen? I don't mind telling nobody, amen, that I'm living with that man and he ain't my husband. But I don't mind telling nobody we gonna buy us a place together. Can you say amen? I don't mind, praise God, putting out there, amen, what it is that I'm doing. And amen, don't tell me nothing. Amen, I'm my own woman. I'm my own man. Can you say amen? But let me tell you, you ain't got your own breath. Can you say amen? In his hand, what you breathe is what God allows you. Can you say amen? God said, amen. They got these things in the feast. Can you say amen? The vow. Amen. The organ. Are y'all hearing me? The tambourine. In other words, they got a lot of music and wine. Tell your neighbor, that's what it is right now. They got music and wine. Tell your neighbor, they got music and wine. Can you say amen? Where we going? We going to get here some music and drink some wine. Can you say amen? Ain't a whole lot changed. The labels might be a little different and the wine may be a little stronger. Can you say amen? But amen, it's all about amen popping and amen and huffing. Can you say amen? And enjoy the thing, hallelujah, that's out there. Can you say amen? Amen. And God said they got all of these things in their feast. Amen. But they have forgotten about me. I'm just here to remind you. Can you say amen? that there is yet a God that is looking on us, and he's trying to let us know that amen, it's time, hallelujah, to draw nigh unto him. It's time to come, amen, not casually unto the Lord. You don't come like that all year. You say, you don't come like there is no urgency. I'm here to remind you that there is an urgency. The Lord is at hand. Amen. Praise our God. And the time is now. Can you say, amen? Now is the acceptable time. And behold, now is the day of salvation. Somebody, amen, need to realize that there is nothing that can deliver out of the hand of our God. Nobody can stop him when he gets ready. But the good news again is that he gives us signs of the time. Can you say amen? Say amen. What is it? A sign of warning. Can you say amen? All around us, God is putting up diagonal signs. Can you say amen? What is it? A sign of warning. In other words, if you keep going on this road, there is a curve ahead. Can you say amen? And those things are going to be coming at you from the right hand and from the left. Warning, amen, there is a railroad ahead of you. Can you say amen? And you got to cross over that, and there may be a train. Can you say amen coming? So you need to be alert. Can you say amen? And so on the highway, there is a warning for the conditions. Can you say amen? And if God allow man enough shit, amen, to put up warning signs on the highway so that you'll be able to adjust, amen, and be aware of what is coming. What about, amen, your soul? What about your eternal, amen, soul? Do you think God would not allow warnings to be put up to let you know that if you don't, amen, heed the warning, there's a curve ahead? Can you say amen? And if you haven't got your speed adjusted, you're gonna, amen, wipe out in the curve. And there's an intersection ahead. And if you have not, amen, made that right, amen, connection with God, to be aware of what might come your way, can you say amen? You may just get hit unexpectedly. Can we say thank you, Jesus? What is it? God gives us warning. Somebody ought to shout, Lord, thank you for the warning. Thank you, Lord, for letting us know that you are on your way back. Lord, thank you for the warning. Lord, thank you. Amen. Amen. Giving a little more grace. Giving me another little while to draw a little closer. Giving me this extended opportunity to come to you and to find salvation. Thank you, Lord, for the warning. Along with that warning came another warning that in the day that you hear my voice, there's you ought to be running. Can you say amen? Can you say that to Jesus? Lord, have mercy. When tragedy comes, people run. Can you say amen? Amen. Why are you running? I'm trying to save my life. Can you say amen? Ask them why they're running. They're running because they don't want to get shot. They don't want the building to fall on them. They don't want the bomb to explode where they are. And if they hear, amen, or see, or realize that these things are occurring, they start to run. Can you say amen? They don't run to the building and say, follow me. Can you say amen? They don't run to the gunman and say, shoot me. Can you say amen? They don't run, amen, to the tragedy and say, overwhelm me. But instead, they run away. Can you say amen? And amen. Why? Because they realize destruction. Amen. And when you can recognize destruction, you will run from it. If you don't run from destruction, there's something wrong with your mind. Can you say amen? But when you recognize destruction, you will run from it. Can you say amen? The good news is that everybody that wants deliverance from the destruction of sin, you got a place to run to. Can you say amen? You got a place, amen, that God has provided, that he will give you life and that more abundant. But look at the times that we live in. Can you say amen? We are approaching the times like it was in the days of Noah. We tell them and we tell them and we tell them. Amen. The songwriter said, amen, I was way down yonder by myself, and I couldn't hear nobody pray. Can you say amen? Lord, have mercy. Amen. The times that we live in, the redeemed of the Lord, they don't want to pray. Can you say amen? And so I'm going to give my time to this, that, and the other. Because you think this, that, and the other is going to allow you to make it. But the reality is, if you don't make it, you're going to need God. Tell your name, you need him. Remember, amen, that our life is in the hand of God. Amen. What he allowed us to do, amen, he allowed us to do on this side while we are living. Can you say amen? Listen, amen, we've got to work for God now, cause the night is coming. If the Lord delay his coming, we gon' die. Can you say amen? But while we have life, we are gonna use that life, or we want to use that life to give God the glory. Because if it were not for him, you would not have natural life. So praise him for natural life. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Life will allow you to obtain eternal life. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you gotta use natural life to obtain eternal life. Tell your neighbor, all the thing you got to get you to eternal life is your natural life. Can you say amen? Amen. So don't waste your natural life, because if you waste your natural life, you will have no mechanism to get you into eternal life. Can you say amen? You ought to praise God that you are alive.
Because of greater, it is me. I'm not full of
the people I love.
Yes.
I'm going to tell them.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Yes.
That we live in.
Yes, yes.
My workout.
They so often
yes.
will seem to be unresponsive.
Lord. Mm-hmm.
But Noah preached.
Jesus.
Can you say thank you,
Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And he just kept on preaching.
Yes, he did.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
You know what? Noah didn't shut the door.
No.
God shut it. Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Noah preached
until
God shut the door.
Oh, yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Times we live in.
Yes.
I'm young.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm in this circumstance.
Jesus.
But God is greater.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
I'm facing this, Pastor.
Yes, Lord.
You don't know what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're looking at. But I know God is greater than
that. Yes, 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 yes.
I don't know what I'm up against, Pastor. Doesn't matter what you're up against. He's able to bring down the
yes,
high.
Yes,
he's
yes.
able to lift up the
yes,
low.
Yes, yes.
And straighten out the crooked.
Yes.
Yes. They are
yes.
clean.
Yes.
They can do what God yes. can do. Yes. And there is nothing.
Not too hard.
Yes.
100%. The times that we live in. Will put, amen, technology in front of God.
Yes,
Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
But you need God more than technology.
Yes, yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
The time we live in, the rulers, they for reward.
Amen.
Priests is teaching.
Amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. For a reward. And the prophets are doing it for money. Can you
yes.
say amen?
Amen.
So then it's all about the dollar. It wasn't just in Isaiah's time.
Yes.
It's right here in 2017.
Yes. Yes.
All about the dollar.
Yes.
But the dollar can't save you.
No.
I don't care how many Benjamins you
they
get.
Yes. Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
You can't go to glory and give God a Benjamin.
All right, now.
He ain't
no
looking for Benjamin.
No.
Can you say thank you,
thank
Jesus?
You.
Hamilton or any of the rest of them.
Okay.
Can you say thank you,
thank
Jesus?
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. He's looking for his name.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah,
There's
yeah, yeah.
Seal on your
forehead.
Yes.
That's
yes,
all
Lord.
He's looking at.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. He wants to know that you've been redeemed
yes,
by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes,
the times we live in.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Put our life
amen.
In front of church life.
Amen.
What we don't realize
yeah.
is church life
yes,
is
our life.
Life.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah,
yes.
The times we live in.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, my God.
We don't want to
prioritize.
We just want to roll with it.
Yes.
We want to roll with it. If it's here today, good. If it ain't, don't worry.
Okay.
Amen. Pray God. We'll hook it up tomorrow.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We just want to roll with it. And we're trying to roll from day to day to day.
Yes.
Can you say thank you,
thank
Jesus?
Lord.
But there needs to be priority.
Yes.
That's right.
And your number one is your soul.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What the profit of man?
Yes. Yes.
He gained the whole world.
Lose
his soul. Priority is your soul.
My God.
You ain't too young to be saved. You ain't too old to be
saved.
So whether young or old, you need to be saved. So God, amen, praise God. Let Noah preach.
Yes.
He let him warn.
Yeah.
All close to 100 years from.
I'm telling you.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
For
amen, praise God. He preached. He was a preacher
yes.
of righteousness.
My Lord.
Stone rain.
Yes.
Say thank you, Jesus.
He did.
Yes.
When he first got the blueprint for the ark.
Yes.
He's telling me it's going to rain.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. When they first built the first level and the second level, he was still preaching the same message. See, the message from God for the church.
Yes.
Not going to change.
No, it's not going to change.
Thank you, Jesus. From the day the church was born until the day we get out of here.
Yes.
the message is still going
to be
the
same. Yes, that's right. Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? You still need to repent.
Yes.
Still got to get baptized in Jesus' name. You still got to get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Get
yes. Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Wonderful saying.
Pre-adventure. And I'm going to stop in a minute, but pre-adventure. Amen. Praise God. And some said, I'm going to wait till he get the boat finished.
No, don't do it.
You say thank you, Jesus.
They didn't do that.
I ain't going to worry about it. I think about it when he get
help
the boat
Lord.
Finished. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. So when he got the boat finished, yeah. Amen. Praise God. God started gathering the animals in. Mm-hmm.
Oh, have mercy.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you. Noah's still preaching. It's going right.
It's going right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
And Noah began to God gather in the stuff that had seed. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Why? Because God was planning, amen, to get out of there. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Gathering in clean animals and pairs of sevens and unclean and pairs of twos, bringing them into the ark.
Amen.
That didn't happen, no doubt, in a day. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It took a minute for
yes.
him to get in.
Yes.
What's the point, preacher? Amen. Praise God. The ark's door was still open.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yes. God was bringing in the Lord.
Yes. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. God was saving that. Amen. Praise God. It was not intelligent and wise enough. Can you say amen?
Amen.
To know what to do. And God just brought those in.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank God.
So the door was still open. Calling. Amen. For those, praise God, that were able to see and witness. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Pray. He got the ark built now. They filling it up with people. Noah's still preaching. It's all right.
Yes. All right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Finally, the time arrived when they had, amen, the goods in. And they had all the animals in.
Love it. Love it.
God said, Noah, it's time for you and your family. Y'all need to come
it
on.
It happened.
Yes. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. They had waited till all the supplies was in.
Yes.
They had waited till all the animals were in.
Yes.
They had waited until they see Noah
you, my
and his family
yes.
going in.
Yep. Still watching.
And they still waited.
Oh, Jesus.
They still waited.
Yes, yes.
They still waited.
Help, Lord.
And when Noah and his family got in, it wasn't but eight souls. God. Shut the door.
Yes,
Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Same day when the door got shut, started to rain.
Yes, Lord. All right.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Same day. Hallelujah.
You know how them hard holdouts is. I don't know what this is all about. And you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some of them, when they saw it starting to rain, probably went and knocked on the door and said, Noah, you in there? And Noah said, yeah, I'm in here. Me and my family. Could you let me in, Noah?
Couldn't open that door.
Because God has shut
yeah, can't
come
open.
And seal us you know how we do.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Wait until the water started to rise.
Can
you say thank you, Jesus? And let me cut it short. Wait till the water starts rising up to the point where the boat is lifting up now. So it's a lot of water on the ground.
Yes.
Then the knock comes. This your cousin Noah. This your uncle Noah. Hey Noah, you know me. I'm here forever.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
But Noah, he couldn't let him in.
No.
The mothers ran out with their children.
Yes.
In their arms,
yes, Lord.
Crying.
Hallelujah.
You know, we won't go in.
Yes.
Somebody thought, let's make a rope. And we'll get on top of the ark.
Yes.
Can you say thank you,
Jesus? Thank you, Jesus.
And we'll ride. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Out the storm on the outside.
No way.
Can you say thank you?
Thank you, Jesus.
But the boat was rocking and the rain was stopping.
Oh,
and they couldn't even hold on.
Go ahead, Pastor.
And if you held on, you're going to have to hold on for a year.
Yes.
Can you say thank you? With no food and no water. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So if it was something holding on for a while, they wasn't holding on for a while. Can you say thank you? Because it rained for 40 days.
days and 40 nights. And after the rain, the floodwaters had covered the earth 22 feet above the highest mountain. Amen. Praise God. And you can swim. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. There was no way to survive.
No way.
So what happened? They all died.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
They all died.
Hallelujah.
Because they wouldn't come in the world, but they had the opportunity
Jesus.
To come in.
Thank you, Lord.
They denied the signs.
Yes.
They denied what was happening
all around them.
Amen. What was happening right in front of them.
Amen.
Didn't want to see it.
No.
And didn't want to hear it.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, that's where we are.
Yes.
They don't want to see it. They don't want to hear it. But God is coming.
Yes, amen.
So whether you want to see it or whether you want to hear it, you can't change the reality.
You can't change that.
God is coming.
Yes, he is
coming.
Amen. Praise God. Awareness. Amen. Praise God of the judgments of God. Or to make us be aware enough that we want to live and not to die. Some of us, amen, think it ain't no big thing. I can face death. And you say amen. But guess what? Amen. Praise God. After you die, you ain't done.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh Lord.
That is true.
You looking at eternity.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Absolutely. And if you ain't on the ark, your somewhere ain't no good place. And you say thank you. And you looking at eternity.
Yes. So true.
So you got life. To obtain life.
Yes.
100%.
Don't party it all up.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Don't drink it all up.
Yes.
Don't run it all around.
Thank you, man.
Because you ain't guaranteed a day of it.
Amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
You got life to obtain life.
Yes.
100%.
In these times that we live in, it would be wise and prudent that if we would come to Jesus before it is everlastingly too late. The call is to you. Amen. Praise God. Whosoever needs salvation, the door is open. God says, come unto me. And you will find rest unto your soul. For my burden is easy. My yoke is easy.
Yes,
and my burden
is light.
So you can come. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And find rest,
yes.
Peace, joy, and assurance.
Yes, yes.
And even though the times are what they are, there is a message that I leave you with. Isaiah said, say ye to the righteous.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord.
No matter what's going on.
Yes,
thank
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God has a message.
Thank you.
Say ye to the righteous. Amen. Praise God. And so the message to the righteous is, it shall be well. God bless you.
Hallelujah.